Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
your sports leader, WCSM FM.
It's time for a WCSM sports presentation on your sports leader, WCSM.
WPGW had Wi-Fi connection problems from Tri-Village sporadically throughout their broadcast. We now join the pregame show early in Rob's talk with Coach Leverett.
You know, we're going to throw some zone at them, and we talked about the run and jump, take care of the ball. We're averaging under 10 turnovers a game, so, you know, if we can continue to do that, you know, we got nothing to lose, you know.
What about those fans out there that don't really know a lot about basketball, but they like listening to the games? And when you say run and jump, okay, explain to us what that means on defense.
So, you know, say Troy Homan's bringing the ball up the floor and his man's guarding him. They'll take a man off of one of our other offensive players, and he'll just run and jump at Troy, and they'll try and trap him. And that's a run and jump. So if Troy is not strong with the ball, you know, he's got to make that decision before that guy, extra guy comes to get rid of the ball. And then, you know, if you do it right, you know, then you're looking at 4-on-3 offensively to defensively if you attack it right. So if you handle it right, it shouldn't affect you. If you get scared and make a bad decision and turn it over, then they just won. So it's kind of a gamble. But if you've got long, athletic kids, a lot of teams will do it.
When I coached junior high ball way back in the day, I used to have my kids do that. And a lot of the junior high kids didn't see that kind of defense at that young age. So I thought it was an advantage for us. I think some of the older coaches in the stands didn't think I should do that because it was too early in their careers to be doing that kind of thing, but it is effective.
Oh, absolutely. If you do it right, and you have the, like I said, you got to have the right personnel. You got to have kids that, you know, are ultra aggressive, super athletic, and aren't afraid to gamble to do it. But, you know, we tried to do it a little bit this summer, and my older kids just aren't wired that way. You know, they're a little bit more reserved. So, I mean, you kind of see that in our play. We will get to that level with our youth coming up. They're wired that way. So, I mean, we'll kind of take a 180 here in a year or two, and you'll see a lot of that from us defensively.
Okay, Bobby, starting 5 tonight.
We'll go with Troy Homan at the 1, point guard spot. Briggs Overman at the 2. Reese Guggenbill will be at the 3 spot. Rex Leverett will be at the 4. And then Breaker Gigo will get the start tonight.
Breaker.
Yes, sir. Just starting him tonight. Gavin Evers has been starting for us. I'm going to start Breaker just for a little bit more length. Gavin hasn't done anything wrong. It's just kind of a feel. Thought Breaker played pretty well last night for us. And he started a couple games here recently for us. So we'll give him the nod tonight.
Okay, Bob. Thanks much.
Yep. Thanks, Rob.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here tonight. The Indians taking on the Tri-Village Patriots here at New Madison, Ohio. We'll be back with more here at Tri-Village after we pause for this.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here once again at Tri-Village High School, beautiful new gymnasium at New Madison, Ohio. Tri-Village, a team that's 19-2 on the year. They lost last night. They've only lost two games all year. I think they lost to Shawnee last night and to Belmont earlier in the year. Fort Recovery comes in with a 7-14 record. Fort Recovery won last night as they knocked off New Knoxville 39-34. You can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com here on WPGW. And also, well, I guess those are our only two outlets tonight. And Neil Spencer is our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and the studio producer for the radio station, Mr. Nate Chrisman. So thanks to our producers who keep us on the air. We appreciate their help. I will advise you listeners that, and there's a possibility we could have an interruption tonight. Our internet is not the greatest here at Tri-Village, and it's a kind of a complicated story. I won't say too much about it, except just to say that we could have some interruptions. So if we do, please be patient and stay with us. We'll get us back on as soon as we can. So, this one. No. Somebody wanted to borrow a chair next to me and said, go ahead. It's yours. So we're set to go here. And here's the tap, controlled by Rex Leverett, into the hands of Troy Homan, and we're underway. Troy has the basketball across the timeline. Goes down to his left. We lost the junior varsity game tonight. Final score was 54-31. I'll give you some scoop on that at halftime. Troy Homan with it on the right side. Stops. Back outside it goes. Here's a shot fired up short, and a rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Right side jumper is up and no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Breaker Judy gets the rebound. Breaker getting a rare start tonight. That shot was missed a moment ago by Braden Keating for Tri-Village. Breaker has the basketball. Feeds over to Troy Homan. Homan dribbles down, stops. Now, Briggs Overman a moment ago took that shot for Fort Recovery that fell a little bit short. Right side to Breaker Judy. Out front it goes. Here's a spin, a fire, and up and no good. Rebound comes down to the Tri-Village Patriots. Here's a long bomb. It's no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Overman brings the ball up the court across the timeline. Briggs works his way to the right side. Back to the left. Feeds outside to Rex Leverett. It's no good off the rim. A rebound, Briggs Overman. Stops, pops, and misses. Rebound comes down. It's up and no good. Blocked by Tri-Village on Leverett's shot, and Tri-Village comes up with the ball. No score in the ball game here. First quarter brought to you by Calc Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Your friendly Health Mart pharmacy, that's Calc Pharmacy. With the ball out front here is Tanner Prince for Tri-Village. Again, they're 19-2 on the year. What a record they have. Right side it goes, back underneath, shots fired up and good. Scoring on the play was Reed Weir. That makes a score 2-0. Tri-Village with the early lead here in the game. 5:45 to go on the scoreboard. Here's a shot fired up. It's good. As Guggenbiller scoring for the Indians. That was a three-pointer. Gives us a three-point lead here. Reese Guggenbiller. He led us last night with 12 points. Here's a shot wide open. Good. Reed Weir hits another two and makes a score now 4-3. Indians trailing. Stolen by Tri-Village. Ball is loose. Who's going to get it? Tri-Village comes up with it. No, the Indians come up with it. Homan gives it out over here on the left side. Reese Guggenbiller back out to Troy Homan, dribbling in, and he's got a wide open lane. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Down come the Patriots with the basketball. And it's loose, and Tri-Village ends up with it. Tanner Prince ended up with the loose ball. Back out front it goes. In a beautiful new gym here at Tri-Village. 3-point shots up, no good. Rebound comes down off of Rex Leverett to Troy Homan. And the Indians have the basketball. Again, trailing 4-3. And there's a foul called on Tri-Village on Reed Weir. Indians have been playing better lately. And again, they had a win last night over New Knoxville. A little bit of a struggle, but they were able to get the victory on a snowy night. Rex Leverett tossing in to Breaker Judy. Breaker comes across the timeline. Breaker's a very promising freshman. Very nice-sized young man. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Breaker with the basketball. Now he goes to the right. Looks for help. Passes back out top to Rex Leverett. Leverett goes on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. It's up no good. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. Down come the Patriots with the basketball. Trey Sagister with the ball there. He'll pass over on the right wing to Braden Keating. Now back out top with the ball's Tanner Prince. A little game of chess going on here between these two teams right now. Certainly not run and gunning, that's for sure. With the ball there is Sagister. He'll pass on the left side. Back at the free throw line, back to Sagister out front. He wears the number one on his uniform. He's only a sophomore. Out top at the free throw line with the ball there was Reed Weir. He passes it off. Here's a drive up and no good. Rebound Weir up and no good. Rebound comes to Troy Homan. They had two nice shots there that they missed, and Indians come away with the basketball. Right side it goes to Breaker Judy. We're at Tri-Village High School, Fort Recovery, trailing 4-3 here. Our only points of the night. Reese Guggenbiller's three-pointer, and that's been it. Troy Homan with the basketball. Back out to Breaker Judy. Now on the right side it goes. Reese Guggenbiller with it. He'll come, and he will pass over on the left side. Briggs Overman with the ball. He'll pass out front to Breaker Judy. Right side to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling in the right corner. Stutter dribbling, coming out, stopping, passing on the right to Breaker Judy. Breaker goes down low to Rex Leverett. Back out to Breaker, fires a three. It's no good. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. It's Reed Weir getting the rebound. So the Patriots have the ball, leading by 1-4-3 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. There's a three-point shot up and good by Braden Keating. Keating makes it. Now a score of 6-3. Indians are 7-3 now. Indians trailing by 4 points, and they do have the ball. Come on, guys. Breaker Judy with it. Down low it goes to Troy Homan. Fakes the shot, puts it up no good. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and Troy will go to the line with two free throws. Foul's called on Weir, which is the second foul on Tri-Village. Troy Homan at the line, puts it up, and it's no good. Missed the first one. Briggs Overman will leave the game. Breaker Judy goes out. Rex Leverett goes out. I'll give you the guys who came in here in a moment. Troy Homan puts the next free throw up. It's good, and there's a foul called on the lane. Going to count the free throw. The foul's called on Fort Recovery. Brody Bargy, who just came in, gets called for the foul. Here's a shot from the left. No good by Tri-Village. That was about a three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Reese Guggenbiller to Bargy. Underneath it goes. It's up and good. Got a layup out of that one. 7-6. Indians only down by one. And we've got a double dribble called on Fort Recovery as the Indians came away with the ball, but they're going to give it up right away again. Tri-Village High School, that's where we're at. New Madison, Ohio tonight. The score is 7-6. Indians down by 1 point. Here's a shot up and good. Scoring on the play right underneath was Reed Weir. That's his sixth point, and it's 9-6. Indians want a timeout. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trailing in the game, 9-6. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Yeah, it's off. You want me to turn it on? Nine to six, Tri-Village with a three-point lead. And Fort Recovery being full-court pressed here in trouble. And timeout again for Coach Leverett to save possession of the ball. So timeout once again. We'll be back right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget. Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Alex Dew's also back in the game for Fort Recovery. Gavin Evers hit that basket a moment ago that I didn't give you who scored. Corey Hellman with the ball comes up, and he will pass down on the right side to Alex Dews at the free throw line underneath. It's up and good. Scoring for the Indians there was Gavin Faller. His first basket. And Tri-Village with the basketball. 9-8. Indians only down by one now. And ball's knocked loose by the Indians, and coming up with it is Troy Homan, and they're going to call traveling on Homan. He did kind of roll with the ball. I will say that. Again, you're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, Fort Recovery basketball taking on Tri-Village tonight here at the home of the Patriots in New Madison, Ohio. In a brand new gymnasium here. It's only a couple of years old. Here's a shot fired up. No good at the gun. And the quarter comes to an end. Dismissing that shot was Trey Sagister. So we've completed one quarter of play. The home team, Tri-Village, is leading Fort Recovery by a score of 9-8. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we thank again Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program over there. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how you can sign up for their weekly prescription program. And Indians steal the ball. Here's Troy Homan with the steal to start the second quarter. Over to Briggs Overman. Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's Homan up and no good from 5 feet away. Rebound Rex Leverett. It's off the back of the rim for Troy a moment ago. Alex Dews came up with the ball, but he threw it away. And here is Tri-Village up and good as they convert this on the steal. Trey Sagister hits the basket and makes a score. Now 11-8. I have to wait a minute. They have a new digital electronic scoreboards here, and they take the score off the scoreboard when somebody scores. They show the kid who scored and how many points he has, but they take off the team score when they do that. Indians have the basketball. 11-8 score. Playing Tri-Village pretty well here tonight. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by the Patriots, and Fort Recovery will have it. Let's see who else is in there right now for Fort Recovery. Coach Leverett using a lot of kids here tonight. Mason Diller's in the lineup now for the Indians. Here's Briggs Overman spinning, and he is going to be called for charging. So,
keep it in, Briggs, all right?
Charging is the call on Briggs Overman. And the Patriots will have the ball here at their end of the court. 11-8 score. Indians only down by three here. Reed with the ball. Around the horn it goes. Over on the left wing. Back out top. With it there is Tanner Prince. He'll pass on the left to Sagister. Back out top to Prince. Back to Sagister. Three-point shots, no good. What is good? Bounce out and up and down in. He has 5 points now on the evening. And there's a foul called on Tri-Village. Called a foul on Tanner Prince.
Good job. Hey, 13, break this up. Your middle.
So the Indians have the basketball. Again, we lost the reserve game tonight. And we'll give you all the scoring on that at halftime. Briggs Overman across the timeline. And he has the ball stolen from him, and now there's a foul called on Briggs as he tried to get the basketball back. Number two on Briggs, that's not good news. Coach is going to take him out, it looks like. He's going to send Troy Homan back in. Ricker Judy's also back in there at the moment. Here's a shot from the left side by Sagister. It's good. Sagister has been the thorn in our side here. He has 8 points tonight. He's only a sophomore. Here's the ball stolen by Reed. Down he comes, up and good. Reed Weir scoring to make it 8 points for him tonight. And it's 19-8, and all of a sudden, the Tri-Village Patriots are expanding their lead in a hurry here. Didn't get that stop. Breaker Judy on the right. He'll pass underneath. Shots fired up. Oh, it's no good on the layup. And a jump ball is going to be called on the offensive rebound. Wow, Gavin Evers had a nice shot underneath that just wouldn't go in. And what's the deal here? They're going to give the ball to Fort Recovery. Something must have happened there. Obviously, something did happen there, so Fort Recovery will keep the ball. Out front it goes. Troy Homan with it. Dribbling, stopping, inside, up, and it's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village Patriots to Wilbur Reed. Let's try that again. Reed Weir. Reed Weir is the kid's name. W-E-H-R. Right side, Sagister, three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down, back up and in. The big guy, Dom Black, getting an offensive rebound. He's 6'4", and he weighs a ton. And it's the score now, 21-8. There's a foul called on Tri-Village. And the whistle that one on Braden Keating. He fouled Troy Holman. So Indians will have the ball out of bounds on the end line. 21-8. Indians trail. They only were down 9-8 at one point here. Tri-Village has rolled off a bunch in a row. Up the court come the Indians with the basketball. Reese Guggenbiller with it. Over on the right side. Gavin Evers. He'll pass to Troy Holman down in the right corner. Torrey dribbling the basketball. Back out top. Around the horn it goes. Breaker Judy. Rex Leverett. Back to Troy Holman. On the left. Here's a shot fired up, and it is no good, but rebounds back up and in. Reese Guggenbiller missed the shot, but Gavin Evers scores. He has 4 points now. It's 21-10. Indians down by 11 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Don't forget there your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. There's a shot inside, no good, and a foul's going to be called, I think, maybe on Rex. Let's see. Nope, it's going to be called on Gavin Evers. Number one on Gavin. At the line is Reed Weir, and he puts the free throw up and good. That gives him 9 points on the night now. We'll have one more. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller down on the left side to Brody Bargy. Into breaker Judy. Good. The two freshmen connects there. Brody Bargy, a freshman, gets it over to breaker Judy. And we have a score now of 22-12. Here's a shot up, no good from three-point land, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery on the rebound, I think. Yep, Rex Leverett gets nailed for the foul. Number one on Rex. It is the fourth team foul, so Tri-Village will have free throws on the next foul. There's another foul called on Fort Recovery. No, it's on Tri-Village. Not sure who they called that on, but anyway, it was on Tri-Village. Down comes Troy Holman, up and good. And he is fouled in the act of shooting. Troy Holman connects for his third point of the night, and he has a chance to convert to 4 points with the free throw coming here. Troy bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Oh, Brody Bargy almost got the rebound, but they're going to call a foul on Bargy going over the back.
Good job, Brody. You're fine.
So Brody Bargy committing a foul going over the back. That'll give free throws to Tri-Village now. Going to the other end to shoot here. It's going to be Jaden Hollinger. He has two. Picks it up, and it's no good on the first one. Again, 19-2 is the record for Tri-Village. They've only lost two games all year. Lost to Shawnee last night, and they lost to Belmont the other one other game in the past. That free throw is good. So one of two. Indians have the ball. Full court press continuing for Tri-Village. They basically pressed the whole game here. Troy Holman gets it across the timeline on the left to Rex Leverett. And Rex is fouled. Call the foul on Reed Weir. Number three on Weir. He's going to have to come out of the game. Let's see who's going to come in here for him. Not, Here comes the sub in for him. Subbing in for him is Noah Finkbine, F-I-N-K-B-I-N-E. First free throw is no good by Rex, who's at the line. Rex
Lebarek.
He will have one more. This one's no good again. So Rex misses both free throws. 23-14 score. Indians down by 9. Tri-Village with the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Don't forget to check out K&L Tractor Sales and Service for their excellent selection of New Holland tractors. And, of course, they've got the great service to go along with the product at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And there's an offensive foul on Tri-Village. Who's this on? Looks like it's on Jaden Hollinger commits the foul, his second. Once again, full court pressure continuing. Brody Bargy comes out of the game for the Indians. And going in for court recovery.
Ready,
figure out who that is. Up comes the Indians with the ball. Reese Guggenbiller with it. Passing on the left to Rex Leverett. He'll pop the shot, and it goes in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Oh, gone. He's just not getting any breaks here. Gavin Faller just came back in for Fort Recovery. At the free throw line. Back out top, between the circles, on the right wing. It's good. Tanner Prince connects on a three. That makes the score. That's his first basket of the evening. Makes the score 26-14 now. Long pass down it goes, and there's a foul called on Tri-Village. As Gavin Evers draws the foul. Two free throws coming here for Gavin. Puts the first one up. It's no good.
Come on, Clifford.
He will have one more.
Come on, man.
Bounces the basketball. Puts it up, and he got that one. Evers now with 3 points on the evening. And the Indians are back to within 26-15 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Oh, here's a lob behind the defense, and it's up and good by Tanner Prince. Nice play there for the Tri-Village Patriots. That expands their lead to 28-15. And Indians throw the ball away. Tri-Village comes up with it, and there's a foul called on Breaker Judy. Freshman Breaker Judy picks up the first. Nope. Take that back. They called it on Rex Leverett, who was also there on the play, and Rex Leverett gets nailed with the foul, which is number two on him. So going to the free throw line is Tanner Prince, and the first free throw is up and good. Makes it 29-15 now. He will have one more, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Reese Guggenbiller. Go down the far sideline across the timeline. Out to Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbling the basketball. Stops. Looking for somebody to toss the pass to. Now goes back outside to Reese Guggenbiller. 44 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. Troy Homan with it. Homan dribbling. And there's going to be an offensive foul on Troy Homan. Homan used his forearm. Coach Bobby Leverett didn't agree with the call, but looked like to me that's what Troy did, unfortunately for Troy. 29-15, 14-point lead for Tri-Village. They have the basketball. It was only 9-8 at the first quarter. It's now 29-15. So Indians have been way outscored here in this second quarter. 22-7 to be exact. Tri-Village with the ball, winding it down here to the last shot of the half. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Rex Leverett. There's a foul called. Going to be called on Tri-Village. And so Fort Recovery has two free throws. And call that on Sagister for Tri-Village, and that'll give Rex Leverett two free throws with no time left on the clock. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and got it. Got the first one. He was 0 for 2 from the line before that one, and he got that one too. And that is the end of the half. Score was 29 for Tri-Village, 17 for the Indians at the end of the first half of play. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Great people to do business with at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They're your New Holland and Claus farm equipment dealer. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Kiddo from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Tri-Village High School. Hi, everybody. Rob Weaver. Indians trailing at halftime here, 29-17, outscored by 20-9 in the second quarter after the Indians played very well in the first quarter, only trailed by one at the quarter, but now it's a 12-point deficit here at the half. Going to be tougher. Giving you some of the scoring for the ball game, Gavin Evers has a total of unofficially 7 points on the night. He's got 3 2-point baskets and is 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 7 points. 3 twos and 1 free throw for Gavin Evers. Reese Guggenbiller got the first basket of the game, a 3-pointer, but that's all he had in the first half. 3 points for Reese. Troy Homan has 3 points on 1 out of 3 at the line and a 2-point basket for his 3. Rex Leverett is 2 points on the half. He had 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Also for the Indians, Breaker Judy ended up with 2 points on a two-point basket. And I believe that's it for Fort Recovery scoring in the first half of play. For Tri-Village, they have 9 points from Reed Weir. He had to go out of the game with 3 fouls, though, around the midway point of the second quarter. He's got 4 twos and 1 out of 2 at the line for his 9 points tonight. That's Reed Weir leading the way. Tanner Prince has a total of 6 points on the night on a three-pointer, a two-pointer, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Braden Keating has 3 points on the evening on a three-point goal. Trey Sagister, he has a total of 8 points on the evening on 2 threes and a two-point basket for his 8 total points. Jaden Hollinger has 1 point on 1 out of 2 free throws, and Dom Black had an offensive rebound for 2 points. And that's the scoring for Tri-Village. Again, they're led by Reed Weir with 9. Trey Sagister has 8. Tanner Prince with a total of 6 in the first half of play. We'll be back to check out the junior varsity scoring, which was not a happy night for the Indians as Fort Recovery lost in the JV game. We'll give you all that coming up in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at Tri-Village High School in New Madison, Ohio. Rob Weaver here, along with Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland is good old Nate Crispin. Okay, in the junior varsity game, the Indians lose the game by a score of 54-31. It was tied at 12-12 at the end of the first quarter. And then Tri-Village took the lead at 30-21 at the half. After three, Tri-Village led 44-25, and again the final, 54-31, the Patriots with the win. For Fort Recovery, we had Doug Benn with 11 points. Doug had a very nice game. He's maybe one of the most improved players for the Indians this year. Doug Benn with 11 points in the contest. Also chipping in with 8 was Grant Fortkamp. Ben Ingold had 7 points in the game. It was also Dylan Klinke with 5 points for the Indians as well. I think that was the scoring. I think that's all the scoring there was for the Indians in the JV game tonight. Their record drops to 9-12 on the year, and Tri-Village, goes to 19-2 on the year with the win. at the JV level. And their varsity is 19-2 right now, going for their 20th win tonight. For Tri-Village, they were led by Griffin Richards with 18, and Trey Homan had 13 points. Again, the reserve score, 54-31. Tri-Village wins over the Indians. Last night, the Indians beat New Knoxville 39-34. They were led by Reese Guggenbiller with 12 last night. Troy Homan had 8. Briggs Overman with 7. Brody Bargey with 3. And then 2 points apiece for Rex Leverett, Mason Diller, Gavin Faller, and Gavin Evers. The JV last night for Fort Recovery defeated New Knoxville by a score of 44-20. Don't forget, first tournament game for the boys of Fort Recovery will be on February 28th at Upper Scioto Valley. We'll be there that night to bring you the game here on PG-14, Jay Country 101. Sagerster hits a layup to start the second half of play for the varsity. Makes the score now at 31-17. Sagerster now has 10 points on the evening. Troy Hellman with the ball out front. Tries to pass to Rex Leverett, and it's stolen by Weir, and they say Weir stepped out of bounds across the way. Weir with 3 fouls, so that's kind of a dangerous play for him a moment ago to commit that 4th foul in a hurry. He'd be out of there. That was a close call. Rex Leverett will toss it in for the Indians. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget, check out all the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms. CooperFarms.com/join our team is where you'll find all the job opportunities. Into Brody Bargey. Brody stops, pops, and is blocked. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots. Breaker Judy was in there battling for the ball, and Tri-Village touched it last. Pass comes into Breaker, back outside to Troy Homan. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. There's a 3-point shot by Rex Leverett. No good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. Sagerster with the ball. Over on the left wing. That's Tanner Prince with it. Back on the right side it goes. Now down low. Jaden Hollinger with it. And there's going to be ball knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Breaking up the play. Reed Weir will toss it in here for Tri-Village. He has 9 points. He's the second leading scorer on the team right now. And Sagerster has 10 to lead the team. Inside, it's up no good, and the foul's going to be called on for recovery.
There was a significant amount of time that WPGW's Wi-Fi connection dropped during the third quarter. We now rejoin the broadcast late in the third quarter.
Boy, Tri-Village has not eased off the pressure, and stolen by the Patriots. Down low, up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. It'll be 2 more free throws coming here for Tri-Village. Once again, Cooper Farms has a wonderful program for your livestock feed. Check with Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery to set up your livestock feeding program. Sagerster at the line again. He hits the free throw. He'll have one more. He has 13 points on the evening now. Up and good again. The Indians now trail 46-25 to Tri-Village. Troy Homan with the ball, double teamed, and they're going to call a timeout Indians. Timeout Indians. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in a new 300 series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery today.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping.
2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Back here once again at Tri-Village High School. Troy Homan has the basketball over to Alex Dews. Indians have the ball here, trailing 46-25. Over on the left now to Breaker Judy. Breaker. And there's a foul called on Tri-Village. It's going to be whistled on Jaden Hollinger. Hollinger goes to the free throw line. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it's no good. He will have one more. Breaker Judy at the line for the Indians here. This one's up and good this time. So he is 2 out of 4 at the free throw line tonight. Down to the final seconds of quarter number 3. Indians trail 46-26. Right side it goes. Again, we're dealing with very iffy internet tonight. So like I said, if we go off, don't give up on us. We'll be back. Here's Troy Homan up and no good. Rebound up and no good as the Indians got the ball. And there's a foul on Tri-Village. That's going to be whistled on Jaden Hollinger. So going to the free throw line. Gavin Fowler at the line. He puts it up and no good. We'll have one more. This one's up and good. Got one of the two. So Tri-Village with the ball with 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter of play. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Sagister at the line for Tri-Village. 46-27 score in the Cooper Farms third quarter. It's up and good. You'll have one more. This one's up and good. So Fort Recovery with the basketball down to the final 10 seconds here of the third quarter. Troy Homan on the right comes in, feeds off out here on the outside. Breaker Judy back to Homan. He'll pop the shot. No good. And that's the end of the fourth or the third quarter. We've completed three quarters of play and Tri-Village leading 48-27 after the three quarters of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out all the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training. And it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, Fort Recovery with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Shots fired up, no good. Rebounds knocked around, and it comes down to Tri-Village, and there's going to be a foul on Fort Recovery. See who that's on. So Mason Diller gets called for the foul. He just came in there a moment ago. Tri-Village with the basketball. They lead 48-27 here to start the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Shots up and good by Sagister. There's a three-point shot up and no good by Reese Guggenbiller. Rebound Tri-Village. Down it goes to Weir. He misses the shot. And Troy Holman comes away with the basketball. He had an easy layup there. Here's Alex Deuce firing. No good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. All of a sudden, we've gotten to a run-and-gun game here. Bringing the ball up is Tanner Prince for Tri-Village. 50-27, Indians trailing here in this game. Only trailed by one at the first quarter, 9-8, but it's been all Tri-Village ever since. Sagister with the ball out front. They'll go in, scoop it up, miss the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. And the foul's going to be called on Mason Diller. Number two on Mason. Here we go with another one, free throw for Sagister, and he missed that one. He will have one more. Dribbles, fires, and misses that one. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. It's Dom Black up and no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Mason Diller got the rebound. Over to Troy Holman. Holman dribbling to the left. And lost the ball, picks it up. Passing back out top to Alex Deuce. Over goes to Mason Diller on the right. Drives baseline, stops. Feeds to Deuce, fires a three. No good, doesn't go. Rebound comes to Tri-Village. Indians have had their shot opportunities, they're just not hitting. And there's a layup up and good at the other end by Braden Keating. Number 5 points for him tonight. Scores 52-27. Here's Troy Holman, banks it up and in. Holman gets the basket. It gives him 5 points on the evening. Left side it goes for Tri-Village. There's Weir with the ball out top. Back on the left. The ball there was Tanner Prince. Back out top. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy of Fort Recovery. Down to Reese Guggenbiller. Ball's loose. Picked up by Guggenbiller, and he scores. Reese Guggenbiller picks up his fifth point of the game. And the Indians now trail 52-31, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by the Indians at the Tri-Village end. Reese Guggenbiller will come out of the game. See who we have coming in here for Fort Recovery. It's going to be Eli Leonards in the lineup for the Indians. Eli Leonards. Shots fired up and no good from the left side by Prince. Rebound saved into the hands of Fort Recovery. Here's Brody Bargy. Tries to get it to Leonards, and Leonards can't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. 52-31 score in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated. Don't forget your Case IH and Kubota dealer. You can find those wonderful Farmall tractors and Maxim tractors, too, at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. And, of course, outstanding service for your farm machinery. Rob Weaver here, along with Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Three-point shots up and good. Sagister continuing to pour it in. He's got 21 points to lead the team in scoring. Rex Leverett's going to report back in here in a moment. Eli Leonards with the ball, pops the three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Tri-Village. And down to Weir. He'll come down. He puts it up and good. And he's fouled in the act of shooting by Brody Bargy. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. They ruled the shot off. Say the shot was no good. But understand that. Didn't understand that call, but where goes to the line anyway? For some reason they called the basket no good. He hits the free throw. He'll have one more. Here comes Rex Leverett in, and Brody Bargy will sit down. Bargy's one of our freshmen, playing a lot of minutes as of late. Troy Hillman will come out of the game. One more here for Weir. He puts it up and missed that one. Rebound, Indians. Down comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. There's Rex Leverett. Good. Rex Leverett scoring. Gavin Fortkamp is in the game now, or maybe it's France. He's in the game now for the Indians. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Nope. Saved by Tri-Village, and now it's knocked off of Alex Dews and goes out of bounds. 56-33 is the score. Fort Recovery trailing in this ball game to the Tri-Village Patriots, who they are 19-2 on the year. Fort Recovery 7-14. So it's kind of turned out to be the mismatch you would expect it to be, with the Indians trailing here. There's a whistle and a foul, or a turnover, apparently a turnover on Tri-Village. So Fort Recovery gets the ball into Eli Leonards. Leonards will bring the basketball up across the timeline. Eli, top of the key, goes down the lane, scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Eli Leonards hits a basket. That's a call on the leading scorer for the Indians, Reed Weir, who goes out of the game. 56-35, 3:14 to go in the contest here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Eli puts that one up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Tri-Village Patriots. Back out top, over on the left. 3 minutes left in the contest. This is going to be a win for the Tri-Village Patriots tonight. Right side, back outside. Over on the left wing, and there is a good defense. I'm not sure what they called time for some reason. Got the loose basketball from one of the kids, got on the floor or what. But anyway, Tri-Village has the ball, and it's off of Alex Deuce and out of bounds. It'll be given to Tri-Village. Griffin Richards is in the game now for Tri-Village. Just kind of passed that ball, and it glanced off of Alex Deuce by mistake and went out of bounds. So Tri-Village did keep the ball. 56-35. Right side it goes, back outside. Here's a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Rex Leverett. As missing that basket was Jaden Hollinger for the Patriots. Now comes Rex. He'll stop. Pass the ball off. Underneath, it's up and good. Scoring on the play for the Indians was Mason Diller. Tri-Village has the ball. That's the first basket of the night for Mason. And there's a foul called on Eli Leonards. They say he shoved up against Braden Keating. Now
Next Fort Recovery boys game is next Friday. We'll be bringing you the New Bremen game from New Bremen, Ohio. Last conference game of the year. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Braden Keating gets his second three of the night, giving him 8 points on the evening. 1:45 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery with the ball, now trailing 59-37. And foul's called on Tri-Village. It's going to be whistled on Jaden Hollinger. Hollinger will leave the game. At the line, Breaker, Judy. Come on, Breaker. Breaker puts it up, and good. He is three out of five from the line tonight. And that one is good also. So four out of five for Breaker. Has 8 points on the night. 59-39. Here's a drive to the hoop. Dump shot's missed, but the rebound follow-up is up and good. Scoring there on that play was Noah Finkbein. He saved the day for one of his teammates who missed the dunk shot. Now there's a foul called on Tri-Village on Dom Black. And that'll send, nope, nobody to the line yet. Not in the shooting situation. Down to a minute 13 left to go in the game. Pass out to Eli Leonards. Wears number 22 on his uniform. Over on the left side. And pass is thrown away, picked off by Tri-Village. In the middle. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Mason Diller got the rebound. He'll come racing down behind the back dribble. Over on the left, three-point shot, no good. Rebound and a foul's called on Tri-Village. On Dom Black. Dom Black spells his first name D-O-M, Dom Black. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving our area for way over 100 years. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. You'll also find those wonderful Farmall and Maxim tractors at Hall Brothers as well. Ball's loose, picked up by Tri-Village. Foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Mason Diller picks up his third foul. Down to 41 seconds left in the game. 61-39 is the score. Free throw is up, and it's good. Noah Finkbein at the line gets the first one, and the second one is way off. Rebound comes to Finkbein, came out deep to him. Tri-Village with the basketball. Here goes inside, it's missed. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Missing that shot was Prince. Down at the other end, it's up and no good. Rebound up and good by Mason Diller. Mason Diller makes it 62-41. There's a dunk shot by Tanner Prince. Shot by Fort Recovery is no good. Rebound Tri-Village. Tanner Prince just hit a dunk shot. And that's what the huge roar was all about. He's not very tall. He's only 6'1", yet he dunks the ball. Timeout's called. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kupp of Kupp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kupp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tri-Village with the ball in play. That'll be the end of the game, 64-41. And the ball's loose, and that's it. 64-41, Indians lose the game to the Tri-Village Patriots. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. We'll be back in a moment with the wrap-up right after this.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting, and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
Back here at Tri-Village. Let's go over the scoring as best we can here. In the first quarter, it was 9-8. Indians down by only 1 point, but the rest of the game would be pretty much all Tri-Village. Tri-Village led 29-17 at the half. They led 48-27 after three. And the final score was 64-41. Fort Recovery losing to the Tri-Village Patriots. Fort Recovery drops to 7-15 on the year, and Tri-Village improves to 20-2 on the year. For Fort Recovery, we had Gavin Evers with 6 points tonight. He had 3 2-point baskets for his total of six. Reese Guggenbiller had 5 points on the night, a three and a two for his five. Troy Homan had a total of 5 points on the night on 2 2-point baskets and one out of three at the free throw line. Rex Leverett had 3 points on the night on three out of six at the line. Mason Diller had 4 points on the night. He had 2 2-point baskets. Alex Deuce had a 2-point basket for 2 points. Gavin Fowler ended up the night with 4 points on a 2-point basket, two out of two at the line. Two out of four, I should say, at the line for his 4 points. Also, Breaker Judy ended up the night with a total of 8 points. Breaker, a freshman, having a nice game. He had 2 2-point baskets and was 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for his 8 points. And we had Eli Leonards with 2 points on a 2-point basket. Indians didn't have a whole lot of free throws, but their percentage was fairly decent on the evening. Again, the Indians lose by a score of 64-41. For Tri-Village, well, let's see here. They had 12 points out of one of their stars, Reed Weir, when ended up with 12 points in the contest. 13 points for Noah Finkbein on the evening, including a dunkaroo that brought the house down there at the end. Also for Tri-Village, one of their leading scorers was Trey Sagister. Let's see here. He had three threes for 9 points there. He had a 2-point basket, another 2-point basket for 13 points, 15, and he had 4 or 5 free throws. So I had him unofficially for 18 points. I think the board might have had him for 21. But anyway, he had a lot of points as Trey Sagister. Jaden Hollinger ended up with 1 point on a free throw. Dom Black had 4 points on a 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Braden Keating had 8 points on the night on 2 threes and a 2-point basket. Tanner Prince, again with a total of 13 points again for Tanner Prince. And I had Noah Finkbein. I think I gave you his wrong score. Noah Finkbein, I only had him with 5 points instead of 13. Coach Bobby Leverett will join us here now at the game site. Is your headset working?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Well, we knew it was going to be a challenge, and it was indeed.
No, absolutely. You know, that's a top-ranked team in Division III. Three good scores, one averaging 22, 112, and 110. Very well coached. They know, everybody knows their role. They play really, really aggressive. We knew that. You know, we talked about that in the pregame, and that's what they did. You know, that's how they beat teams. They come out and they kind of bully you around a little bit.
Well, they didn't let up on the press any time.
No, that's how he does things. We've been like that ever since he's been here, so is what it is. Yeah, and I thought our kids responded pretty well at times, you know. But you can only do so much with some of that pressure.
Used a lot of people this evening.
Yeah, and that was the good thing about it. We got some guys in there. They got some minutes that, you know, I thought Alex Deuce came in and gave us some really good minutes. Mason Diller continues to come in and get a few rebounds and always a stick back, you know. So he's kind of finding his role a little bit. You know, his minutes aren't probably what he wants, but, you know, the 2 or 3 minutes that Mason gets, he produces for us. So those are valuable minutes, and everybody's kind of buying into their role. Like you said, Alex was good. Breaker and Brody were okay tonight. That's a little bit more aggressive for them freshmen, but now they've got it under their belt, so hopefully they can learn from it.
Didn't have much from Briggs tonight for some reason.
Well, Briggs is banged up with his knee, and it was kind of wasn't sure if he was going to go tonight in the beginning. He gutted it out for the first quarter, and then after that it was kind of, you know, let's shut him down and get him rested for New Dream and then the tournament run. So we'll see. I don't think it's anything major. I think he's just kind of bruised up a little bit. So some good rest here this week, and we'll see. Hopefully he can go against New Bremen. If not, we'll get him ready for the tournament for sure.
And those freshman kids, you're giving them a lot of experience by playing in these late games.
It was probably one of the toughest decisions I'd ever had to make as a coach, to kind of set some of my older kids down some minutes to bring those young guys in. But I'm glad I've done it at this point, because it's brought the team energy. I think the older kids are playing harder because of it. And like I said earlier, when we talked before the game, it makes our bench longer. So, you know, it helps if Rex gets in foul trouble or Googs or, you know, any of those five starters. Now you got five guys sitting on the bench there waiting to get in to play hard. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, next week, just New Bremen, I guess, on Friday, right?
Yeah, Bremen Friday, who plays a lot like St. Henry. They kind of want to shoot more shots than us, and they're willing to give up a two to go down and shoot a three. They'll play some zone. They'll do the 1-3-1, the zone stuff like we like to do. Very, very gettable game. So hopefully we'll regroup here. Monday we'll watch some film, be light, and then get after it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, Bobby. Hey, thanks for stopping by. And again, the kids had a great effort tonight.
Yeah, I'm proud of them. Like I said, you know, a game like this, it's not that you don't want to disregard it by any means, but, you know, you can't take too much away from it. You know, it's not a league game. It's late in the year. Seeds are already done. So, you know, hey, this is the standard we need to get to as far as, you know, the way the as hard as they play. So,
well, we knew coming in here was going to be
absolutely
challenging.
Absolutely. Nope.
Hey, thanks, Bobby.
Thanks for coming all the way down.
We'll see you next week with me. Okay. Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. The Indians fall tonight to Tri-Village by a score of 64-41. In the JV game, Fort Recovery also lost that one 54-31. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in that game by Doug Benn. Nice job by Doug with 11 points. 8 points for Grant Fortkamp, 7 for Ben Ingold, and 5 points for Dylan Knapke. Those were the only scores for the junior varsity team. Junior varsity falls to 9-12 on the year now, and the varsity falls to 7-15. Again, Tri-Village varsity, they go to 20-2 on the year, and the junior varsity goes to 19-2 on the year. That's going to wrap it up for us from Tri-Village. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it so much. Thanks to our studio producer, Nate Crispin, back at the radio station. Thanks to Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And thanks to our wonderful sponsors who helped us bring you this basketball game tonight from Tough Tri-Village High School. Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana. your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.